Good afternoon. Welcome at the Pegasus & Wovner's analyst conference call in connection with the first half 2012 financial results. The speakers of the call are Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is as follows. First, the management will deliver the presentation, which has been already sent to you and which is also available at our website. Then we will proceed to a Q&A sessions, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions. Now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Our financial results in the second quarter, as well as in the first half, were positively affected by the output from the new production line that was put into operation in the second half last year. The production from the new line contributed the most to the 15% revenue and EBITDA increase in the second quarter. The achieved results are in line with our forecast. In the first months of this year, we saw a significant increase in polymer prices, which had a negative effect on operating profitability in the second quarter. However, polymer prices started to decline in the recent months, and this development will be positively reflected in our financial results in the third quarter. Nevertheless, the considerable price volatility of raw materials continues to be the primary unknown variable when forecasting the company's financial outlook. Taking into account the solid operating results achieved in the first half of the year and outlook for the upcoming months, we confirm our guidance for the full year. Now, I would like to hand over to Marián Rašík, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Good afternoon once more. Thank you, František. Let me go through the key highlights of the second quarter. Slide number six. Our revenues in the second quarter amounted to 48 million euro, which is 15.4% higher compared with the same period last year. This was driven by higher volumes produced on the new production line. We recorded an EBITDA of 8.1 million euro, up by 15.2% over the last year, also thanks to the contribution of the new capacity. On the other hand, the price pass-through mechanism had a negative effect. The second quarter of this year, as well as of the previous year, was negatively impacted by the price pass-through mechanism. Nevertheless, the absolute effect was greater in this year. Profit from operations, EBIT, amounted to 5 million euro and increased by 2.3% compared with the same period in 2011. The positive effect of higher EBITDA was reduced by a higher level of depreciation and amortization of the new production line. Net profit amounted to 0.4 million euro, down 89.8% year-on-year due to non-cash FX differences in the compared periods. Regarding the operational aspects of our business, we were able to partially reduce the high level of inventories of finished goods from the end of the last year. Now, please turn to the slide number nine. Let me briefly comment on the items which we haven't discussed in the previous slides, with an emphasis on the second quarter figures. Total raw materials and consumables used in the second quarter of 2012 amounted to 37.6 million euro, a 15.3% year-on-year increase. The main factor was the increased raw material consumption connected with the new production line. Total staff costs in the second quarter fell 2.7% year-on-year to 2.2 million euro. They were positively impacted by weaker Czech crown and the revaluation of the share option plan. Total staff costs denominated in Czech crown, excluded the share option plan, increased by 13.5% due to an increased number of employees needed for the new production line and due to the indexation of wages. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 3.1 million euro, up by 45.1% year on year. The increase in depreciation and amortization resulted from the launch of the ninth production line and the depreciation of related production technologies and buildings. FX changes and other net financial expenses amounted to loss of 3.8 million euro in the second quarter, compared with a gain of 1.1 million euro achieved in the same period in the previous year as a result of Czech crown euro FX rate development in the reported periods. Net interest expense related to debt servicing amounted to 1.3 million euro, a 0.6% increase compared with the second quarter of 2011. In the second quarter of 2012, income tax was a positive figure of 0.5 million euro as a result of FX losses recorded in this period. Next slide. In the second quarter of 2012, sales of products for hygiene were the strongest sales segment and represented 87.3% of total sales. The distribution of individual segments has not really changed since last year. Regarding revenue breakdown by geography, with respect to geographical distribution of sales, sales to Western Europe and Central and Eastern Europe represented a 94.4% share of total sales in second quarter and confirmed our core focus on the broader European area. Next slide, please, is cost composition. The cost composition in the first 6 months of 2012 did not change significantly compared with the first half of last year. Share of consumed polymers on total operating cost, including depreciation, remained stable at 72% compared with 71% in the first 6 months of 2011. Electricity cost went up by 24.7% year-on-year as a result of higher consumption and an increase in its price. The increase in proportion of depreciation and amortization resulted from the launch of the ninth production line. Next slide, please. Let me briefly comment on the main changes in the statement of financial position between December 31, 2011 and June 30, 2012. Property, plant and equipment increased by 5.5% due to the continuing high CapEx program. Working capital items were influenced by higher prices of raw materials. On the other hand, the 5.1% increase in inventories was reduced by a decreased stock level of both finished goods and polymers. Other item, its bank balances and cash increased by 21.7% as a result of more cash needed in connection with the Innocent in Egypt, and overall bank debt increased by 8.3% in connection with the investments into the expansion of the production capacities. Next slide, please. Some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first 6 months of 2012 also impacted the cash flow statement. Let me comment the main factors in the cash flow statement. First, higher investments up 39.4% year-on-year, mainly due to the final payments related to the ninth production line project and the investment-related payments in Egypt. Second, negative changes in inventories and the trade and other receivables in the first half of 2012, primarily due to higher prices of polymers. Third, positive changes in trade and other payables due to higher prices of polymers and lower usage of trade discounts for early prepayments. Four, higher utilization of credit facilities due to the high expansion capex. And fifth, higher interest costs paid this year, driven by the higher drawdown of the bank facilities in connection with the CapEx program. On the next slide, we can see the CapEx development. In the first half of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to 27.4 million euro, compared with 19.7 million euro in the same period last year. The largest part of this sum came from capital expenditures related to the remaining payments for the latest production line in Znojmo, totaled of 13.1 million euro, and the construction of the Egyptian production plan in the amount of 12.2 million euro. The remaining 2.1 million euro was related to the maintenance capex. The company confirms that in 2012 total capital expenditures should not exceed 46 million euro at the constant exchange rate of Czech crown euro 24.5. And now I will hand back to František, who will talk about the dividend payment and update of our guidance for the rest of this year.
Marian, I will start with the dividend. The company is continuing in its progressive dividend policy, and as a result, the AGM held in May approved a dividend payment of 1.05 euro per share. Last year we paid 1 euro per share. The dividend record date was set to October 19, and the actual payment date will be on October 30. Next slide, please. And now an update of the guidance which we provided in March of this year. In the second quarter of 2012, the company achieved financial results that are in line with our expectations and with the guidance given for the entire year 2012. The negative impact of rising polymer prices recorded in the second quarter will be compensated by the subsequent decrease in raw material prices, which will provide support to the third quarter results. However, as stated at the beginning of the presentation, the price volatility of polymers continues to be the main unknown in our financial forecast. Based on the achieved results in the first half of 2012 and taking into consideration the developments in the European nonwoven textile market, including the expected development in the polymer market, the company confirms its previously announced guidance for 2012 and expects EBITDA to grow between 5 and 15% in 2012 compared with 2011. Please turn to the next slide, focused on Egypt. Regarding the our Egyptian project, construction works on the plant are proceeding according to our time schedule, and in a few weeks time we will start installing the production technology. On these photos you can see the most recent progress at the construction site. The entire project is coming along well, and there is no change in our plans to launch the first production line in the second half of 2013. That brings our presentation to an end. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Arvina?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question at this point, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, to ask a question, it's star 1 on your telephone, and to cancel, it's the hash key. Your first question comes from Bram Baburing. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have several questions. I'd like to start with the guidance for production, 20% increase year on year. My numbers, that would suggest that you would need to be running at just over 100% capacity utilization in the second half. Is that realistic without having a big increase in inventories of finished goods? That's my first question.
Okay. I think that we've been running our lines on, let's say, 100% speed. It means that there wasn't any adjustment in speed, and there is the lines are, let's say, fully utilized. Regarding our, and we expect that we will fulfill our production, let's say, budgeted figures. Regarding our inventories, level of inventories is more stable, and we will see the development in the last quarter of 2012. We will see the development in orders for December. It is a very important month, and it is a little bit tricky month for us, you know, because the Christmas holidays and so on. And we will see the final level of our inventories, but we expect still to run our lines at 100%, and we won't stop any lines in the rest of this year.
Okay, if I could, thank you. If
and
I could continue.
One thing which is very important, you know, the total capacity, the total volume capacity of our lines is linked with our product mix. It means that sometimes if there is higher basis weight material, you can reach 20,000 tons in one line, and with 8 grams per square meter, the capacity might be only 16,000 tons. It means that, you know, for us it's important to run the lines every day, 24/7, you know, and as usual. Yeah?
Understood. Then just to follow that up, what number should we use when calculating capacity utilization for you this year? I'm using 90,000 tons. Should I use a different number given the, you know, the different weights that you're running?
I think that now the expectation, and it is linked with the product mix, it might be between 87, 88, something like that. Mm. That's my expectation.
For capacity. Okie doke. Yep. Then just two more questions then, please. First of all, you made a big payment for the ninth line to Ricofil this quarter. Is that the last payment you'll make to them, or how much is left to pay for line nine this year? And the final question is on your interest costs. It seemed to me that was rather high, $1.3 million this quarter, both on a quarter-on-quarter basis and on an adjusted year-on-year basis. Should we expect interest costs to be at this level for the next two quarters, or was there anything in particular that made it slightly higher this quarter?
Okay. First question relating to the investment of line number 9. It was the last payment, and the investment was fully paid, so there will be no additional payments relating to the line number 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And regarding interest costs, you are actually right, and we expect that the interest costs will be similar by the end of this year in the following two quarters, and that's the higher interest costs relates partly to higher utilization of bank debt.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Brisalm. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hi, this is Peter Brisalm from Avaron. My question is related to the divergence of oil price and polypropylene prices. So what is your view on this situation currently on the market, and are you using current relatively low polypropylene prices to build your raw material inventories?
You know that, and I mentioned that several times during my part of the presentation, there is significant volatility in polymer prices, which we've seen this year. And I can say that, okay, the first months of this year, very high prices, polymer prices, then a significant drop. But now we can see that polymer prices started increasing again. It means that there wasn't enough time to let's say to buy or to increase the inventories of polypropylene. And you know there are a lot of things which are connected to that. let's say, our net debt. This is the financial position. Then it is possibility to buy, because you know that we have some contracts and it isn't easy to get some higher volume from month to month. It means that it was the second obstacle. What is very important, we monitor the situation in polymer prices very carefully, and we will see what will be the development. Now we expect that the polymer prices will be increasing in the rest of this year. Hopefully not. Maybe it will be changed, but we cannot say, and we cannot predict anything, because we were a little bit surprised that the increase in polymer prices started so quickly, you know, because it was the low level of polymer prices, it was about 2 months, and then started again, and I would say sharply, because the increases were significant. That's what I can tell you now.
Okay, and I have also a second question. Maybe you could give a small update on whether there have been any other additions of capacities on the market and on the competitive situation in general, as you see it.
I think that, and I'll be speaking about the European markets. I haven't seen any announcement about the new line which should be put into operation. It means that all capacities should be here. And we don't expect any new capacity next year, for example, you know. But what is important, I think, that it is our position in sales, and we have the agreements with our customers. For next year, we have 75% of our capacity under these agreements. We can see what is the price level. We will be negotiating only 25% of our capacity. And from this point of view, I think that we are in good position because the negotiating period will start in September. But I think that this is very important for us.
And maybe as a last question, is the Western European or Southern European crisis having any effect on your daily business? Any cancelling of orders or anything like that, or is this crisis basically not affecting you in terms of orders being cancelled?
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen any effects of I wouldn't say that it is crisis. Okay, it might be for some people crisis, but generally we haven't been affected by that. We have strong partners, and we have very strong customer portfolio, and we haven't seen anything.
Okay, thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. To cancel your request, please press the hash key. We have a follow-up question from the line of Bram Buring. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. If I could just have a follow-up on the comment about Southern Europe. Not related to that, but we know that there were some issues with one of your large customers earlier in the year. Would you say now that deliveries to this customer are back on schedule and in full contracted volume? That's the first question. And the second question is to do with CapEx. Since you've finished now completely paying for the ninth line, seems to me that you're going to be spending a little bit more on Egypt, perhaps, in the second half of the year. Your target is 46 million with a, you know, FX rate of 45 spot target, 24 spot 5 euros to the crown, which we're kind of away from that right now. Given the current FX situation on the market, what would you expect your could you maybe be a little bit more specific about the CapEx target in view of where we are with the current FX rates?
The first question, I think that we were able to stabilize the situation with our large customer. We've reached the expected level of orders, and we should meet, let's say, the our expectation from last year, you know, in 2012. It means that it was solved, and we are okay.
And relating to CapEx, as I said during my presentation, we confirmed the CapEx of 46 million euro for this year, and I would say that the FX impact is insignificant in this respect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions registered. I hand the conference back to you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference call. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marianne. If you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. We will be happy to answer them. And once again, thank you and have a nice evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.